And it's always great to have them, ladies and gentlemen. Final Wednesday of each month, you hear the tones, dulcet tones of the Charlotte Earl Tillon Jr. And nice enough to give us a few here on this Wednesday morning. Sir, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great, Jay. How are you?
Doing great, my friend. Doing great. Couple of things. We'll get into that that wonderful story I read regarding the marathon. You know, Sheriff, I think this is the time of the year, the start of the summer season, so to speak. The boats are out there. A lot of people in and around without question. School ends soon here locally. And that's when the fun starts. But also, I know the watch starts as far as making sure that people are safe, right?
Yes, you know, our Marine Bureau will be patrolling the east end of Long Island with many of our law enforcement partners. And we really want to remind everyone about the dangerousness of driving a boat under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And, you know, many people don't realize that, you know, it's the same penalties or similar penalties as you're driving under the influence if you're driving your vehicle. You know, you could face a $1,000 fine with jail time up to a year and the possibility of losing your boating license for up to 12 months.
Well, you got to be careful out there. Dangerous. You know, you can't drink on the waters. We've had horror stories beyond belief. So the sheriff's words there. Go ahead, Sheriff.
No, I was going to say you're so correct when we've seen so many different tragedies, whether deaths or serious injuries of individuals that have been driving their boats while under the influence of some sort of alcohol or narcotic. And you know, it's tragic that innocent people, you know, possibly losing their lives to someone that was riding or driving their boat under some sort of influence.
Careful out there, Sheriff, with us. You know, I'll tell you another report we read this morning, Sheriff, the shark sightings. You know, they have been coming, as I say, fast and furious. You know, five great white sharks spotted this month alone off the Long Island beaches. If not enough to make sure people are safe via, you know, hopefully no alcohol and whatnot driving these boats, you think of these sharks, you got to be vigilant in that respect as well on all parties, huh?
Yes, you know, I am not a boater myself, but just reading some of the reports and speaking to my law enforcement partners and even the members of my own agency that have, you know, their own personal boats and our Marine Bureau. You know, it is another aspect that we have to be careful of when we're out there on the water.
Careful, without question. Sheriff Tillon with us. You know, Sheriff, there was another MS-13 leader who took a plea deal yesterday, a murder situation involved. And took a plea deal, spent a good portion of his life behind bars without a question. Tim Mazey with a sentence. But in essence, the beat goes on, and the corralling of this gang, as well as others. You know, I'll tell you, Long Island has done a heck of a job, and we talk about it all the time with you. You know, the collaboration and everything else with other agencies really taking this particular gang down a couple of pegs, but in essence, you know, it's about in unison, these forces coming together.
Yes, and thank you. I think all my law enforcement partners would appreciate your recognizing what we're trying to do. But, you know, we have to remain vigilant because these guys and girls are not going away. And it's a continual battle every single day to make sure that we're on top of them, no matter what they're trying to do, whether it's drugs, trafficking, armed incidents that they want to commit. And so really just a continual collaboration. And sometimes even though you're not hearing much about them, it's because we're watching them very, very carefully. And not just MS-13, we have so many other gangs that are roaming around Suffolk County, Nassau County, and in New York City, that we have to work together as a law enforcement community to really make sure that our constituencies are safe.
Question. Without question. And, you know, it's all about the intelligence and everything else. And they've been doing a heck of a job, I got to tell you. Really have been. Talking with the sheriff, Earl Tillon Jr. You know, sheriff, obviously, you're not immune to all this stuff going on with the asylum seekers and everything else. New York has just overridden the city. You know, listen, the reports that they're being shipped even to our neck of the woods. We had on the supervisor, Redhead, a couple of weeks ago, Yvette Aguiar, who said, you know what, I got a state of emergency here. I cannot allow the venues in the town to allow these seekers to come in. The county executive, you know, gave you a little something the other day, not really kind of shutting the situation down, but still. You know, we talk about individuals, we talk about gangs, we talk about people not really being vetted properly. You don't know what we're getting in these parts if it does come to fruition. And that's something I am sure that keeps you awake at night, sir.
Well, not only what New York City has proposed or even the governor, you know, more importantly, those men and women that are in New York City that are just coming, but really traveling throughout the state that we don't even know about, are the individuals that I'm most concerned, and more those that are going to commit crimes, because, you know, my goal is to keep the public safe. And so I'm more vigilant, or we're at least talking in the sheriff's office about keeping our community safe, no matter what the county executive or the governor is going to impose upon the county or, you know, our residents. You know, we still have a job to make sure that our communities are as safe as possible. And so, you know, once they enact any legislation or pass any laws or propose any laws, you know, we'll be prepared to see what we can do to make sure within our legal boundaries to keep everyone safe.
Key right now, because again, you know, listen, we don't have the book on everybody, every individual that has come through the border into this country. And of course, that's what we're seeing at this point in time. Very, very alarming stuff. In which the sheriff's office, you know, listen, it's just another extra situation to be involved with. Sheriff, talk to me about this this officer. Six marathons in 6 days, and it's all for a very good cause here, my friend. Talk to us about it.
Yes, this correction officer is unbelievable. He ran five full marathons and one half marathon in 6 days of Mental Health Awareness Month. And, you know, you think about this, from May 21st to May 25th, he ran 26.2-mile marathons each day in the five boroughs of New York City, which is a total of 131 miles. And then on May 26th, he ran from Riverhead to Yaphank. I mean, just thinking about this exhausts me. But, you know, he has a nonprofit organization called Project Patriot 22 to raise awareness for suicide and mental health issues in law enforcement and the military. And so he's a very, very special young man. You can see he's a champion marathoner, and we're extremely, extremely proud of him for not only enduring this, but embarking on it and raising awareness for suicide and mental health.
Boy, that's unbelievable. You imagine that, running six marathons in 6 days? At least I did 6 miles on Sunday with my daughter, and I'm still feeling it. So that is impressive stuff, I got to tell you. Very impressive stuff. Talking with the sheriff, all for a great cause, folks. All for a great cause. Sheriff, what else? What else have we got to look into as we get into the real hardcore of summer in June and July? We talked about keeping people safe, the water, especially the water. But in essence, any new programs? Anything we have to be aware of?
Well, we have 22 new correction officers that are still in the academy. They'll be graduating by the end of the summer. One thing I just wanted to circle back on you real quick is that I think I've spoken to you before, but in El Salvador, they built a 55,000-bed jail, and they already have 47,000 people in that jail who are been labeled as terrorists, because any MS-13 member is labeled as a terrorist there. And so many people are seeking to get out of El Salvador, to get away from that jail or the criminal behavior there, committing there, to try and come to the United States. And so that's something that we have to be extremely vigilant about. And so I did want to bring up that point because I did forget that, you know, that jail that they built is causing a lot of people to flee because they don't want to be incarcerated. Because it's a matter of if you're an MS-13 member, your label is a terrorist, you're going to jail there. So they don't want to be that. They don't want to be labeled. And so they're escaping and, you know, attempting to flee anywhere outside of El Salvador.
That's an excellent point. And this is a very interesting story that's been out there for a while. The new president there. Sheriff, the numbers are just astronomical as far as hardly any crime in El Salvador because of the new methodology involved there. That's something else because, you know, we know these gangs in the embryonic stages, you know, where they are located, and you look at how the new leadership has performed. That's really something, you know?
No, it really is. When I visited there in 2018, I was there for a week to get a better understanding of MS-13. There were already 87 law enforcement officials, law enforcement personnel killed from January 1st to middle of April of 2018 when I had arrived there. And so the dangerousness of what was there previously is no longer there because of how they're working to eradicate MS-13. And it's never going to go away. But we really need to really minimize them and limit what they can do or what they're attempting to do, not only there in El Salvador, but here in the United States.
Yes. Well said, my friend. It's an interesting story. I implore everybody to read what's been going on there as far as, you know what, there is a zero tolerance, zero, folks. As the sheriff stated, this massive facility that houses a lot of people who are violating the law, incredible stuff. The sheriff, Errol Tillon Jr., and Sheriff, well done. You stay safe now yourself, and we'll keep an eye out. And we look forward to having you on in the next couple of weeks. How's that?
Thank you very much, Jay. You have a great week.